tight. Way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tight. Come tomorrow, I'll be satisfied. If I can't catch it fast, train and ride.
Good morning, good late morning, and welcome to yet another late morning edition of In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM. Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete, and I will be with you for the next hour. And I am so happy to be here with you because I'm wide awake.
I got the blues, but I don't mind. All I have to do is get to you, and then I feel just fine. I'm on a down, but not all the way. When I'm feeling low, you do your thing just so, and then I feel okay. Yes, sir.
I was Yes, friends, there are times in life when you reach a point of conflict with one of your fellow human beings. When this does happen, is yelling and screaming the answer?
No.
Is foul language or physical violence the answer?
No.
There is a new answer. So the next time one of your brothers or sisters is mean to you, I want you to take my advice. Let your arms dangle loose at your sides. Take a deep breath. Smile and say,
up your nose.
Up your nose. Ball.
In your ear,
brother.
With a can of beer,
sister.
If you don't like that, try a baseball bat.
Now, let me give you a hypothetical situation. Let's say your brother-in-law comes over and he tells you that he's convinced your wife to mortgage your house and put all your money into styrofoam lawn ornaments. Now, I know what you'd like to say to your wife. I know what you'd like to do to your brother-in-law. But that's not what I want you to do. Let your arms hang loose at your side. Take a deep breath. Smile. Say,
up your nose.
Up your nose, Raymond. I believe there's one in the garden.
Twice as far,
Evelyn.
With chocolate bar.
Why don't you look in the fridge?
In your ear.
Styrofoam lawn ornaments.
With a can of beer.
Last time it was microwave honeycomb.
Don't like that.
Time before that, electric shoes.
Try a baseball bat.
This is how it goes, Silman. Football, the Steelers against the Raiders. There's a disturbance on the field. Could be a big melee, Gib. But what's happening now? The players are taking off their helmets. They're letting their arms dangle loose at their sides. They're taking a deep breath. They're smiling. Let's see if we can hear what they're saying.
You ain't so mean, Joe Green. Go sit on a goalpost, Otis. Offside, your mama's offside. You know what you can do with your front four. Sing me a song. Let's get Cosell down from the booth.
Well, in your eye with a pizza pie.
Now, all you folks here tonight look like decent people. People interested in self-improvement. So the next time some clown for no good reason climbs all over your case, I want you to let your arms hang loose at your side. That's it. Now take a deep breath. Good. Smile. Say.
Broken glass everywhere. People people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dango. A certain princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so diddy, she had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Go to school, cause the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool, and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the gang. Stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth, but now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm
trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Welcome. Well, well, welcome. Welcome back. Once again, you're listening to In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio, which you can also hear anywhere in the world at WMFO.org. While you're listening, why not stop in to facebook.com/InYouAllAlong, the internet presence of the In You All Along radio program. There you can deposit your comments, criticisms, complaints, grievances, and of course, nagging personal questions. We just heard from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five with their fantastic epic ode to life in the Bronx in 1982, The Message. Prior to that, we had another timely period piece. None other than Gabe Kaplan of Welcome Back Cotter fame with his tour de force, Up Your Nose. And I just would like to say to all of you, my dear friends, my dear listeners, the people that make this show possible, up your noses with a whole bunch of rubber hoses, because that's the nice way to settle a problem. Before that, we heard, to open the show, from La Bicifre with I Got The... from Remember My Song, his 1975 album. The more attuned folks out there will obviously pick up the fact that Eminem took his whole bass thing there from La Bicifre for his song, My Name Is. Man, oh man, it's nice to be here with you. It's nice to be on at a reasonable hour. This show usually airs at 6 a.m. on Fridays. And let me tell you something. 6 a.m. is no picnic, especially considering that the sun is not even up at that hour now. Speaking of the sun, behind me here, we have a little piece that many of you will recognize. It's a classic instrumental, one of the very few instrumentals to top the charts. I think there were only 20 something of them. Telstar from the Tornadoes from 1962. I was doing a little musical closet cleaning this week and looking at things I had meant to play over the summer and did not, and this was one of them, because at some point we had the anniversary of the launching into orbit of Telstar, the first communications satellite, way back there in the 1960s. And what better way to honor Telstar than by broadcasting all over the world? And that's just what we're doing right now. It sure has been a hot one this week. The weather finally has broken. It's finally a cool day out there. I'm wearing long pants, as you can tell, because those of you with the secret link can watch me sitting here with my long pants. those of you without it, well, you'll just have to picture my pants in your head. But it was a hot one, and when I planned this show, it was still hot. So I thought we needed a little bit of cooling water.
The foreman over there hates the gang. The poor people on the boats get it so rough. Truck drivers drive like the devil. The policemen, they're acting so tough. They need water. Good water. They need water. And I'm sure there isn't one of us here who'd say no to somebody's daughter.
No!
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 doing? Hmm? Anything I can get you? Just a check? Okay. I'll be right back. We just heard from the Wolf Sisters and The Last Cavalry, which is sometimes I see them billed just as the Wolf Sisters, sometimes as the Wolf Sisters and The Last Cavalry. In any case, on the album cover, it has the full name. That was their song, When It All Goes Bad, from their new album, Cahoon Hollow. Cahoon Hollow, for those of you not in the know, and even for those of you in the know, it still happens to be true, is a little spot in Wellfleet, Massachusetts, on the bluffs overlooking the Atlantic Ocean. And it's the site of the fabled Beachcomber, which is, but I think they're open this weekend, and that's it for the year. They're only open for about 2 months, 3 months a year. And it's a fantastic place to catch your local favorite bands when they make it out there. Prior to that, we heard Kississippi. Oh, by the way, I was supposed to tell you that the Wolf Sisters will be playing at Atwoods on September 6th with Brian Dolzani. Prior to that, we heard from Kississippi with Rinse, Repeat. Rinse, comma, Repeat. From the new album, Sunset Blush. Kississippi will be appearing at the Sinclair on Sunday, this Sunday, with Foxing and Rat Boys. So head on down to Harvard Square. If you don't want to go do that, if you don't want to go to Harvard Square, you can see Beware of the Dangers of a Ghost Scorpion, longest band name of today's show, who we heard with their song Planet Slime from 2014's Caught Dead EP on the Scorpio Tone label. Those guys are great. I was having a lot of fun, as I always do, digging through the local bands I don't know and finding stuff to play, and that was one of them. And they're all that kind of dark, sinister, sort of punk surf kind of sound. So check them out. They'll be at O'Brien's this Sunday with who will they be with? They will be with Le Yikes Surf Club, those Troublemakers, and Black Beach. And we open the set, of course, with The Who, with 1973's Water, the B-side to the hit 515 off the Quadrophenia album. It's 11:40 a.m. here, and you know what that means. It's story time. The legally required story that I'm going to tell you this week, a.k.a. public service announcement, but that's so formal. And you and me, we're not like that. We're comfortable. We're informal. We let our hair down with one another. And that's why I'm going to tell you a story about Know Your Cell Phone Rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. This has been a public service announcement, or a bedtime story, depending on how you want to look at it, from the EFF and your freeform loving friends here at, sorry, your freedom loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
No eventuality. the hand of art, and all I saw was death on those walls. I wanna tear those paintings apart. And it's colder as you grow older, you can't close your eyes. But she says that you gotta do something, and I'm looking for a good disguise. And look at me, so blind I thought I could see. She don't wanna read no history book, she don't wanna prove no eventuality. No, no eventuality.
You know, normally when this song comes on, I feel a sense of urgency to quickly wrap up the show because that means the Music Savage show is coming up in just a few short minutes. But I don't think anybody is coming in a few short minutes. You know, I could just stay here, but I'm not gonna because, I don't know. Life out there, people. Get out there and live your life. But keep the radio on. We just heard the epic long song, The Only One, Part 1, from Lady Pills. Or Lady Pills. Lady Pills. That's the correct cadence and delivery and stress there. From their 2016 album, Despite. I really like that album. I haven't seen them yet, but I can't wait to one of these days. They are playing, and I went and took it off. Let's see, I gotta look it up again here. They are playing. Bear with me, people. They're playing soon. I've lost that information. I will try to get it to you before the show is over. And you can always find out all of this detail as to when people are playing at facebook.com/inyouallalong, where the playlists get posted with all the links to the bands that are playing and their shows and all that. Anyway, before Lady Pills, we heard from Elliot Murphy with Bittersweet from 1975's album Lost Generation. Really digging Elliot Murphy these days. You know, I actually found him because I was going down the rabbit hole of finding out what the people that were in the Modern Lovers did later. And one of the folks played with Elliot Murphy. And yeah, go down the rabbit holes. We opened the set with Luna, with Buffalo Boots from 2004's Rendezvous album. Luna, of course, played last Saturday night. I did not go. And I didn't tell you about it in time for you to go. So, sorry. Jeez, some friend I am after all we've been through. Okay. Lady Pills will be playing on Thursday, September 6th at the Lily Pad with Littlefoot and Pet Fox. I come through for you people. What have you ever done for me? Sorry, that's not fair. You've listened all this time, all these years. Thank you very much for tuning in. Once again, my name is Pete and this has been In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Tune in next week at 6, unless I decide to just go and be on at 11 again, because I kind of like this. Yeah.